And the interesting thing is, there isn't, as far as I can tell, any one answer, because there really are people who have tremendous self-esteem issues. It's a real thing, but it's not a real thing for most people. And I'm sorry to say, you're probably right, that most therapists have an axe to grind. Most therapists are trying to often teach you something. They've been taught everybody should have better self-esteem. So you gotta be careful about where you go and who you see. So this is exactly the Western mind. This is the outer orientation. Have better self-esteem. Be more solid. Be more something. Now, for those people who have really true self-esteem issues, who've been damaged in some way earlier in life, and really, it sounds harsh, but in a way, let's say, are broken in some way, and it needs to be fixed. They do need to have their self-esteem built. There's no question. But what's different from what you'll hear from other people, maybe, than from me, is this is rare. In the culture now, the pop idea in the culture is most people have self-esteem issues. Most people don't. A few very unlucky folks have true self-esteem issues and need repair, need help with that. Most people don't. Most people have a form of confusion, culturally induced, about personal identity. And the culture right now, very much the flavor of the moment, is everybody should have great self-esteem. Everybody should see themselves positively. But think about it. That's nuts. Because the real message in that is, go do stupid things. Be really irresponsible, but keep a high self-esteem. It isn't if you live a responsible life, if you treat the people around you well, if you try to develop a loving heart, if you're generally honest, then have some good self-esteem. It's no matter who you are, have good self-esteem. You just purposely ran over a squirrel, have good self-esteem. Really, that's the cultural message. Think about it. The cultural message is self-esteem is everybody's birthright. And you should feel good about yourself no matter what. That is what we're teaching right now in this culture. Absolute crap. Most people don't have a big issue with self-esteem, but because of this cultural teaching, they think they do. Maybe most of you think you have a self-esteem issue or a self-esteem problem. You probably don't. You have one in the eyes of how the culture wants to view it currently. But if you want to buy the culture's view, good luck. So, the upshot of all that is, why waste your life building phony self-esteem, not based on anything real? The cultural view that, the culturally reinforced idea that no matter what, have good self-esteem or have a high regard for yourself. Why not invest in the truth? See yourself accurately. Forget about self-esteem. And focus on self. Focus on where am I like most of humanity?